Mike Steenhuck, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
Mike, the Missouri River flows are scheduled to be cut back or have been cut back already, but it's going to affect shipping. In what way?
Well, it's important to recognize that all of these rivers, you don't want to balkanize them or treat them as individual silos, that they really are interrelated and they flow into each other. So a problem on one can really impact another. And, you know, for the Missouri River, anywhere from 40% to upwards of 60-65% of the volume of water on the Mississippi River between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois, and that's where the Ohio River finally joins the Mississippi River. So between 40-65% of the flow of that, of the volume of that water in that critical segment, is from the Missouri River. And so if you have a diminishment of the flow of water on the Missouri, it's really going to impair the ability to move soybeans and other agricultural products on the Mississippi River. And all this is, you know, attributed to the drought that we experienced earlier this year. And the concern is, will we be able to have enough flow during this critical navigation period? And it's of grave concern to us.
Sure. Now, at this point, what are the consequences of the reduced flows?
Well, the plan is to reduce the flow out of the reservoirs in the Missouri River. And so, you know, once that happens, that's going to, that's going to force barge companies to load their barges lighter due to the lower water levels. And then number two, when you have that, low water levels on certain segments of the river, all of a sudden you have what are called pinnacles, or these kind of rock formations that become exposed, and they're impediments to navigation. And so all of a sudden, not only are barge companies having to load lighter, but they can't have as many barges attached to one flotilla or tow. And so it really hits you in two ways as far as the efficiency of the transportation. And then that's just an added cost to the journey from the farm to the ultimate customer. And, you know, usually farmers are the ones who pay the cost of freight. So it really is a bad time for this to happen. And, you know, we acknowledge that, you know, the ultimate culprit of this is the drought that we had this year, and there's nothing that can really be done about that. But what agriculture and the soybean industry and other freight interests are really promoting is making sure that the release of water at the reservoirs on the Missouri River is conducted in a way that really expedites navigation and enables it during this really critical time of the year, number one. And then number two, making sure we have an expedited process for, you know, blasting, excavating, and dredging those segments of the river where you have those impediments. And so we just really want to make sure that, you know, this is a problem, and we want to make sure it really gets taken care of in an expeditious manner.
You've been alluding to this as well, but the timing of this. Let's talk about the time of the year and how much volume is being marketed at this particular time, how that will be affected.
Well, it is really important, particularly for the soybean industry. It's really unique for us that 80% of soybean exports, U.S. soybean exports, leave between onto the international marketplace between September and February. And obviously, you know, it really diminishes in February once the South American harvest comes online. And so having a supply chain disruption for soybeans during this time of the year is analogous to having a supply chain disruption for retailers prior to the Christmas season. And so, you know, there's certain times of the year where, you know, the system is taxed and utilized, you know, quite robustly, and this is one of them. And so we just really want to make sure that if we could prioritize when we're going to release water to adequate water to ensure navigation, this time is more important for agriculture than, you know, early in the spring of next year. So that's what we're really trying to promote right now.
The Corps of Engineers says they're going by the book on this, literally by the operations manual. What are you proposing be done?
Well, they, you know, certainly they have a manual by which that they have to utilize for maintaining the Missouri River. One of the problems, I think, is that's quite evident when you look at this issue is, you know, this, and you could, you know, attribute blame to Congress for this, but really looking at rivers more individually and having more of this siloed perspective on rivers, where you have kind of a separate way of maintaining a particular river, and then having a different system in place for another, without really much acknowledgement that it really is an entire system, and how you handle one really impacts the other. And so, you know, it really is a need to have more of a holistic perspective on it. But really what we'd like to see happen is in the soybean industry and other agricultural interests are really working on this to kind of, you know, prevail or override, I guess, the procedures that are in place that would prohibit this water flow, this release that navigation needs on the Mississippi River, and really kind of, you know, granted that their hands are kind of tied right now, the Army Corps of Engineers, but try to override that so that due to the kind of the emergency situation with the drought, that we make sure that navigation remains unimpeded.